Jenny Abiasi with Stewart Title Guarantee Company, in her introduction Wednesday morning, gave the audience a brief pep rally before introducing the first keynote speaker, Pat Stone. She told the audience that whenever they have an opportunity, they need to let people know who they are and what they do. Let them know what you do, she said. People don't understand what they do, but we're the culmination point of the transaction. We're the ones that make it happen. Stone, who was vice chairman of Metro Cities Mortgage Incorporated, was one of the highest-rated speakers at last year's NS3, and this year again, he did not disappoint. Stone started out discussing the current market. He says, "The point is, it's a good market, and what can you do about it? Manage excess capacity." He told the audience that they can't manage political issues or perception, and that he thought the housing bubble is not a big issue, and that suffering from exposure and lack of understanding the title industry's value proposition is not a terminal issue. Stone also talked about the change that the real estate segment is going through and how the traditional flow was realtor to lender to settlement services to the secondary market. "The point of sale is changing," he said. "Realtors are trying to control the point of sale on the front end, and the secondary market is trying to exert control. As a manager, think about where you want to align yourself and what you are going to do to get business and what you can do to make customers happy." Stone also discussed long-term housing statistics, including the fact that there will be a 30% increase in the U.S. housing market within the next 24 years, and that the rate of new home growth is expected to continue as it is now. He says, "You have a great opportunity to manage capacity and keep clients happy." But he also explains the title industry needs to be flexible and act dynamic versus static. "The industry is rigid," he says, "in their products and services and pricing structure, and the real estate market is highly dynamic as lenders are constantly changing products, producing new products, and consolidating." He said that although changing the rigidity of the title insurance industry may be outside of the ability of many NS3 attendees, he did say that what attendees could do is think about what they can do to align themselves with clients. Piggybacking on Stone's presentation was Todd Householder, who took to the stage to extend the various settlement service providers his view of the challenges and opportunities of the wholesale mortgage lending channel and how they might translate into opportunities for products and services for their companies. Householder, who heads the Wholesale Correspondent Lending Group for National City Mortgage, discussed the challenges of dealing with mortgage fraud. He says, "Lenders spend a great deal of time and energy on models for broker performance, collect extensive data on appraisers, and examine trends of title and closing agents." He says, "Fraud is costing the industry a lot of money, and this is a huge concern of ours." And he asked the audience if they had felt pressure or pain coming from the lender side. Most of the audience responded that they had not, and Householder said this is one issue whose day in court is yet to come. According to Householder, from a lender standpoint, current market drivers include products such as option ARMs, second mortgages, HELOCs, interest-only ARMs, non-prime mortgages, and construction financing. And he says the market is also currently impacted by the GSEs and non-conforming investors. "These products will drive transaction in the future," Householder said, "but other factors will come into play, such as a focus on affordable housing, the momentum of the emerging markets, and new creative ways to deal with non-traditional consumer credit. On the refi side, ARM resets and alternatives, home price appreciation trends, and interest rate trends will also impact the market," he says. Steve Murray, founder and publisher of Real Trends and Lore magazine, coached nearly 200 settlement service professionals today about positioning their title companies for the future and growing competition from new web-based sites. "Surviving in today's current market of savvy consumers seems to hinge on climbing aboard the one-stop-shop bandwagon or bundling services." Murray led a panel of real estate agents in discussing emerging trends and market pressures that will impact the way of doing business in the future. Terry Hankner, president of Comey & Shepherd Realtors, says her Cincinnati, Ohio-based company recorded $852 million in sales revenues in 2005, and she expects to do better this year. "Service is number one," Hankner says. "That will keep our consumers coming back to us." Title agents and settlement service providers who want to work with her realty company should email bullet notes about what they can do for her company. Merle Whitehead, president and CEO of Realty USA, says his company's 60 offices were responsible for $3.4 billion in sales by a total of 1,900 sales associates in what is a 90% residential real estate brokerage. He says in the last 10 to 15 years, revenues to real estate brokerage have been eroding. He says the industry for a while went down the road of getting into the home improvements business. But his Buffalo-based company soon discovered that kind of specialty service wasn't what his clients wanted. The most important quality a consumer wants is convenience along with price. Howard Hanna IV, president of Hanna Holdings, urged the group to go beyond the donut route to building long-lasting partnerships with realty prospects. He says when you affiliate with an AFPA and have that mortgage brokerage behind you, you can become more successful. He also says you should also consider bundling. He says you should establish a strategic relationship with a real estate brokerage firm as opposed to talking to individual realtors, donuts, or baseball tickets. And hellos and handshakes paved the way for contact opportunities at a speed networking luncheon during day two of the second annual National Settlement Services Summit held at the Marriott at Key Center in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Members of the summit's various panels spread out amongst 20 different tables in two separate rooms for attendees to freely join for a gourmet buffet lunch of salads, sandwiches, soups, and at least five different kinds of cheesecakes. As more than 200 guests filled the rooms, it wasn't long before a constant hum of chatter carried with it prime opportunities to connect one-on-one with professionals who represented the customer base of the title insurance industry, including technology, mortgage, and real estate sectors.